Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So that was, as I said, Rabbi Ricky Seif, and we are continuing with an educational psychologist who will be joining with our next topic, but not really. I think it's very, very connected. Our next guest today, or my next guest today, the one who I'm going to spend the discussion with in the next 20 minutes together with you, is Ashley Jay. Ashley Jay is an educational psychologist. She's a therapist. She is part also, in a way, to connected to King David Schools. So it's a very smooth journey. So, Ashley, firstly, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, Rabbi. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. So just for those who, if there is someone out there who doesn't know you, a bit about you and your work.
So I'm a practicing educational psychologist. I'm in private practice, but I also consult at King David Mini Burson and at Rosabel Klein, the King David in Waverley. And I do kind of a social emotional curriculum development as well. And I also write children's books.
Amazing. Amazing. So let's talk about children and how they see the world. You know, we just finished a discussion with Rabbi Ricky Seif, who was here with me, and we spoke about a new project at King David, which is the program is Change Makers Academy, which is a program that really allows kids to experience people who've done it. And I want to ask you, as an educational psychologist, and you know, writing to kids, and it's amazing that you have that side of things as well, that the kids can read the books that you've wrote to them. And in a way, world has shifted a bit from mentors to influencers. How is that affecting our kids in their practicality of actually learning and having who to look up to?
Well, I think it depends on the role of the influencer and whether they're coming across from a positive example through their actions, their values, their behavior, and inspiring our kids for self-improvement. Are they demonstrating qualities of integrity or kindness or perseverance or responsibility whilst they influence others, especially younger or less experienced individuals? Or are they kind of an anti-role model? So, you know, someone whose behavior is the opposite of what should be admired or followed. So that's when we think about the fact, I know we say we always think about a role model being positive, but they can actually be negative as well. So I would say that I think our kids are heavily influenced by things like influencers, YouTubers, all sorts of people on social media, etc. And unfortunately, not all of those people have the best of intentions. Not all of them. Like, I'm not saying they're all terrible and evil and are putting terrible things out there, but they are, some of them are also promoting values that maybe necessarily are not conducive to values that parents want to instill in their kids at home. And it's quite difficult when you are faced with that level of influence and noise as a parent, because you kind of think to yourself, well, they're so much louder than I am. They're so much, they're just there all the time, the access. And I think that's probably one of the things that's incredibly hard for kids today and for parents today.
Wow. So how do we address that for parents that are sitting there and saying, well, I don't have a voice?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
We'll have to leave the question. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for that question. So I think one of the things to do is, I know it sounds very basic, but it really is the one thing that works consistently, is if you constantly have an open relationship with your kid and you communicate with them and you ask them questions, not in a way that you're interviewing them or trying to, you know, gather intel, but asking them questions about these people. Take an interest. Don't just sit there and say, oh, well, this is stupid, or this makes no sense, or I don't understand what this person's doing, and why is it important for this person to talk to you about makeup application or whatever the story is. Take an interest, do your research as well, because you'll find when you can actually speak to your kids about some of these people, they will, number one, engage with you more. Number two, they might actually teach you something. And number three, you might be able to then bring other elements, other sides of the argument into it, because your kids are going to be more likely to listen to you and what you have to say if you actually know what you're talking about. When they feel like you are on another planet and, you know, you don't understand and you're so old and you're so basic and whatever other term they use, they're not going to take you seriously. None of us would do that with somebody when you're talking to somebody. It's got nothing to do with whether you were talking about role models or not. So take an interest, even if it bores the pants off you. Do it. It will yield quite amazing results, actually.
Yeah, and be able to communicate, because it's not about the information, it's about your child that you want to be part of their life. Yet, what I'm wondering is, you know, you're speaking about the content and about the worries of what comes through, etc. I want to bring this up from a completely different angle. Mentor, by definition, is someone who will motivate you to do something, who will guide you in a way of taking action and being responsible to what you need to do and take a leading act in your life. Influencer is for entertainment. Mm-hmm. Why is it happening that mentoring is being changed by influencers? Should we not speak about it openly and keep that different and let the parents say, listen, no, influencers, that's great, do what you want on the computer or don't do what you want or whatever. I'm not talking about content. I'm talking about the concept of influencer as entertainment, which is what it is. It's entertainment. It's not motivating you to do anything. It doesn't make you a different person. It's entertainment. And let's still have mentors and understand that your parents, the people in your life that you trust, they will guide you and direct you to the place you need to be. Now, I know this is something that we need to answer immediately, yet we do need to take a short ad break. And when we come back, we will come back to the answer of this question. Quick break, and we will be right back.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back, and I'm here with educational psychologist Ashley J, and we are speaking about influencing versus mentoring, and how do we get our mentors for children? How do we get our children to connect to mentors and understand and appreciate it? So right before the break, I asked you, Ashley, why are we confusing the two? It should be very separated, and it should be that we see our mentors as people that guide us, that help us be more achieving, help us to step forward and take leadership in our life, while influencers are just there for entertainment, and we should have that complete separation. So, yeah, right before you answer, I will just add one more angle, which is maybe, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about it, maybe it's because our kids are not really sure what they can gain from a mentor or what are the tools that will be beneficial for them in life. And we can see that way. But I will, go ahead. What are your thoughts?
So I agree with you. I think the influencers are very over there. They're easy to access. They've got a massive reach. Sometimes this can be an okay or a good thing, and sometimes it's not, right? And they don't know these people personally. So I agree with you. You can't call those types of people mentors. You can call them role models to an extent, because they are role modeling particular behaviors, but they are not mentors. A mentor is somebody that you have a personal connection with, a personal relationship, that knows you, but is also really invested in your personal development and your success and your emotional and physical well-being. It doesn't necessarily have to be a fancy person either. A mentor could be a parent, a sibling, another family member, a teacher, a rabbi. It doesn't matter. It's whoever you connect with, and it makes you feel like you want to be a better version of yourself. That, for me, is the main difference between mentors and influencers. And now I can't remember the second part.
I'll remind you, or I'll replace it with a very similar question and the same concept, is that generally in life we look up to people for help or support, or we speak and connect to people that can add value to our lives. So if I'm speaking to a friend, I'm their friend because I feel like there's something that in the connection that is valuable. I will only go to my teacher or my parents for help if they can actually help. Children naturally will go to father or mother based on who will be the one helping in this area, who will give them that benefit. So to me, it sounds like the reason our kids today are not looking for mentors and are not having mentors is because they're completely unaware of the value that the mentor can give them to their life. And the question would be, how do we teach that to them? How do we allow them to see that it's in their interest? Because once they feel a real benefit, they will do it.
Yeah, they will. I think it doesn't actually have to be as complicated as maybe as it sounds, because in my experience, the minute you have a rapport with a kid and they feel understood by you, regardless of what your role is, they immediately, there's a connection there. So I'll give you an example. In therapy, for example, my main thing to do, particularly in the first few weeks with any kid, doesn't matter how old they are, particularly teenagers, is to build a rapport, right? I could be the most brilliant therapist on the planet, but if the kid does not gel with me and the kid thinks that I'm just not their cup of tea, they're not going to open up to me, right?
That's relevant now, for kids at the age of 35 and 50 as well.
Yeah, relevant okay. for anyone. Yeah, exactly. Okay. But if you think about it, kids even more so, kids have an increased vulnerability when it comes to adults, right? If let's assume we're working with the idea that the mentor's an adult. Let's just work from that construct for now.
Okay.
There is a more vulnerability. There is a bit more of a skewed power dynamic. The adult does know more or does not know more according to the kid. And they often feel like there's this massive disconnect or discrepancy between what they're experiencing now and where the adult is. Does the adult really understand? And when they feel that way, immediately there is always more of a sense of openness. That's number one. Number two, I think kids also, nobody really knows what they're doing. I think we need a feedback to them to go, you know, often the people that really seem like they know what they're doing, they really don't. They just are much better at winging it. And the thing that actually propels them forward the most is confidence. And confidence, sometimes you have to fake, but confidence is also being confident in yourself regardless of the outcome. So I always say to kids, let's say they're talking about social stuff. I always say to them, you know what being confident is? Being confident is realizing not everyone's gonna like you, realizing not everyone thinks that your stuff's amazing, but you continue to think that about yourself irrespectively. So I would say that when it comes to getting them to see it, you don't have to do anything fancy and you don't have to do any grand gestures. You just need to be able to talk to them in a way that they don't feel judged, they feel heard and they feel seen. And whether that is from a teacher, so if we use the teacher, for example, you get kids who love their teachers. It doesn't matter how old their teacher is. Why do they love their teacher? Because of what that teacher represents, how they speak to them, how they see them. It can be someone that is a very high achiever, even when they are, we've all heard that thing like never meet your heroes, right? So sometimes kids will meet someone and think, wow, they're just going to be the most incredible person. And they're not. I mean, we've all done that as adults as well. And that's why I'm saying you can, as long as there's a sense of humility and openness and honesty and approachability with kids, almost anyone can actually be their mentor. You just have to care about what they have to say as well, and listen more than you speak.
Right, and when the child feels that you do appreciate them and you do care for them and you have their best interests in heart, they'll definitely trust and connect. Where do we cross the line yet between the vulnerability? Meaning a lot of, this question comes up in many different formats and different areas. Would you say to a parent, listen, share with your children the idea that you have your own mentor, if you do, and that you also mm-hmm. looked up to someone and you also get guidance and connect. And sometimes the parents want to feel like, no, maybe I need to tell my child that I'm doing this on my own. I'm strong enough. I'm smart enough. I'm empowered enough. At the same time, no, there should be a very strong value in allowing that vulnerability and allowing that place. And no, I also consult and I also have that in you know, mirroring the behavior that we want to see with our child. Where would you put that balance in between the two?
I think I would say that one of the best superpowers you can have is having confidence and knowing when to ask for help. And that asking for help doesn't mean that you're failing, and asking for help doesn't mean you know what you're doing. It means that you trust someone enough to ask for their guidance, because nobody knows what they're doing completely. And I think it's also, you can look at it and go, well, some of the most famous people in the world who have done amazing things have mentors or did have mentors. Nobody got to where they are on their own. They did not. And whether those, whether it was negative experiences, it doesn't matter. No one did it on their own. You hear about things where behind every great man who says wife or a great woman or whatever, it's the truth. It really is the truth. And I would say to kids, if you really want to try it on your own and see, go ahead. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. It'll help you develop grit. It'll help you develop resilience. You'll learn a couple of things along the way. There's nothing better than experiential learning. But when you find that you're in a little bit over your head and you really need some help, ask. And it doesn't mean you're not going to do it yourself anyway. You're going to be doing it yourself, taking counsel. There's a difference between having someone asking for help and having someone take over and taking counsel from someone to then problem solve for yourself.
Right. Which is extremely important for the children. And at the same time, when for parents, it could be also a bit worrying and intimidating. Giving over the guidance area to a mentor and the values of it when the parent should be the mentor and depends on age, etc. We do need to take another break, but when we come back in the few minutes we have, just to talk to the fear. And sometimes, you know, we do live in a world that sometimes we worry about our kids being influenced by mentors that could look perfect and be amazing, and behind the scenes there are things that can happen that are unsafe or worrying, etc. And we need to have some safety measures. How do we keep that balance? A quick break, and when we'll be back, we'll deal with this question.
Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back, and we're actually towards the end of the show, pretty much ending the show, but I have to get in one more question that I asked you before the break. I'm here with Ashley J., educational psychologist, therapist. Where do we keep the balance between mentors and keeping our kids safe from people that can be harmful?
Right. It would help if I switched my sound on. Yeah. I think the first thing is you kind of teach them about tricky people. Now, tricky people sometimes make you feel safe in the beginning and relaxed. And sometimes then what ends up happening is that feeling disappears. And for whatever reason, okay, it doesn't always have to be a severe reason or a scary reason or an intense reason. It doesn't need to be. And I would say to kids, regardless of who the person is, if you are looking up to that person and you think you can, you have every right to ask that person lots of questions about themselves. It's almost like if you want someone to be your mentor, interview them. Why not? See if they're the right fit for you. Never mind that, you know, will they accept you and will you be good enough or smart enough or whatever. And the other thing I always say is, like, I always talk about the gut feeling and that how it will never steer you wrong. Pardon?
Exactly. Trust your gut and be able to trust. So, yeah. So, exactly that. And we are running out of time. But the point is, if we get what you're saying, is trust yourself, trust your gut, and really be connected to the mentor as someone who can teach you, not someone who can tell you what to do. And listen, acknowledge, and judge. And then decide and be able to be very connected. Actually, we did not get to speak about your books, which I really want to. We'll have to do that at a different time. Sounds fascinating, the idea of someone who's also an educational psychologist, a therapist, as well as an author and putting out books. Anyways, thank you so much for being with us today. That was Ashley J., who is an educational psychologist. Thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thanks,
Rabbi.
Okay, and thank you to Craig for managing the show so perfectly. Thank you, Senna, for putting the interviews in place. And thank you to the listeners, as you are here every week, Monday, 2 to 3, in this journey of learning and growing. And we will be back, please God, next week. In the meantime, let's grow, achieve, and let's find our own mentors. Who can we trust and have someone by our sides as we achieve what we need to achieve in life?